dictation for Norma. Rich, R-I-S-H, Depew, D as in David, E, P as in Paul, U, E. December 1246, addresses a letter to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, a post-hospital follow-up for Norma. Please refer to consultation note found on the EPIC system from September 29th this year for full details. She has developed acute on chronic renal failure with severe volume overload. She has atrophic right kidney. No evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. She has extensive atherosclerosis with recent procedure for unstable angina, compromising left main coronary artery, LAD, and circumflex. Advanced renal failure with evidence of peripheral as well as urinary eosinophils, unable to do a renal biopsy as she needs to be on aspirin Plavix for a whole 1 year because of the presence of the stent, decided to treat it clinically for question interstitial nephritis plus minus cholesterol emboli, given prednisone 40 milligrams, creatinine has improved from a peak of 3.5, presently down to 2.48, comes accompanied with a daughter. Appetite remains poor, 2-3 small meals a day. At home, way down to 156. Restarted diuretics because of difficulty breathing and decreased urine output, although no peripheral edema. She has a vaginal pessary for prolapse with minor pinkish discharge. Has oxygen at home, but not needed to be used as a saturation is in the 98-99%. There is no major cough, no sputum production, no chest pain palpitation syncope, minor bruises of the skin, no major bleeding nose gums, chronic paralysis of insomnia, but probably worse with the use of steroids. Other review system right now is negative. Next paragraph. She did not bring medication list. However, on recent discharge from the hospital, patient was placed on Coric, hydralazine, already taking Norvas nitrates, prednisone at 40 milligrams, aspirin, Plavix, estradiol, Requip. The following medicines were discontinued. Of the Diovan, Brilinta, Zantac, Phenergan Codeine, Metoprolol, Lidocaine Patches, Uloric, Albuterol, and also of the Tessalon Pearls. Next paragraph, the Hydralazine, she's been taking 4 or 5 hours in between. The prednisone, she was splitting twice a day. No anti-inflammatory agents. The new medication, Lasix. Next paragraph, today weight in the office, 160. Blood pressure, 168 over 80. Left-sided sitting position, standing 160 over 80. 2 minutes later, 160 over 76. She says at home fluctuates in the 140s, 160s, over 70s and 80s. She's hard of hearing but normal speech. I don't see gross respiratory distress. Lungs are distant clear. No gross arrhythmia. No pericardial rap. No situs tendon and masses. I don't see edema. Next paragraph. Chemistries from a peak of 3.5 down to 2.48 October the 6th for a GFR of 20. Potassium at 5, low sodium 135, normal acid base, low albumin 3.5, corrected calcium upper normal, phosphorus 4.7, glucose 147. PTH has been in the 120s. Anemia has been around 11.3. With normal white blood cell platelets, there is low level of protein in the urine at 0.38. The most recent echo, September 29, preserved ejection fraction, left ventricular hypertrophy borderline. A recent CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, stone protocol, no contrast, no consolidation on the lungs, normal liver spleen, small right kidney, no stones. A recent CAT scan of the brain, no contrast, shows a lacunar infarct on the right basal ganglia, which is chronic. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure. Baseline creatinine is around 1.1, 1.2. The presence of peripheral eosinophilia as well as urine eosinophils. In the differential diagnosis, interstitial nephritis plus minus cholesterol emboli, I will favor the first as I don't see any distal ischemic changes on the toes and no evidence for livedo, LIVEDO reticularis. Also clinically improving on steroids, cholesterol emboli will not improve on that. We are going to monitor chemistries in a weekly basis. There is no indication for dialysis. There is no symptoms of uremia. Blood pressure remains poorly controlled, probably exacerbated by steroids. Prednisone does not need to be splitted. Should be taken in the morning to minimize side effects as well as minimizing adrenal suppression. Should be taken with meals to minimize the risk of gastritis, ulcers, or bleeding. Discuss all these potential side effects with the steroids. Given the advanced renal failure and relatively high potassium, and not able to provide prophylaxis for pneumocystis pneumonia with Bactrim. As the kidney function improves, we will decide it on the next few weeks. He needs to check blood pressure at home and call me on a weekly basis. As indicated above, recent stenting, main, LAD, and circumflex, for what she remains on double antiplatelet coverage. We cannot do a biopsy for that situation. Physical activity as tolerated, low sodium intake. I plan to keep it at the same dose, 40 milligrams, if possible, for 4 weeks, and then weaning down as fast as we can. All questions answered to the patient and daughter. End of dictation.